Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. And we get to talk about the senior games that's coming around the corner in this month of February. With me this afternoon on El Paso Primetime, Eliseo Duran and David Lopez, both from the El Paso Parks and Rec Department. Gentlemen, welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about the games. 34th year, 34 years of doing this. This is pretty, pretty doggone cool.
Luckily, El Paso has the opportunity to keep this Olympics alive for the senior participants. Basically, we are the two cities on Texas that maintain the senior games alive. So actually, El Paso and College Stations are the only ones that are held in this event locally, and also they offer the opportunity to state and the national games. So this is our 34 years, and because the support of the community, the support of the Parks and Recs, along with sponsors that believe in these projects and keep all these events for the seniors participants, and not only the seniors, for the whole family or for the young generation, because through the Olympics we target the young generation. You know, the aging is universal, so one time we're going to be there. So a lot of the young generation, they've been changing their lifestyles to have a real good quality of life when you age. So our seniors categories are from the 50 and above, so we have participants on the 80s, on the 90s, along with the 50s, too, very competitive.
You know, what amazes me is when the senior games first started 34 years ago, aging was different, much different. When people got into the third age, all of a sudden there was a dramatic lifestyle. Once you hit 50, 55, 60, you had to have a certain amount of flair about you and everything. And now we're all living longer and we all want to keep thinking younger. And so the senior games really do reflect that kind of a lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know, it's very important because now we see all the senior athletes that they compete with us, you know, they're eating healthier, you know, they're not only competing, but their lifestyle has changed. You know, the senior population, you know, everybody's not walking, they're running, they're doing the races, you know, so they're competing in different sports. So that, like you say, you know, people are living longer now, and that's because of the exercise, sports, and eating healthier, you know, and there's more, you know, more information out there. Back in the old days, it was like you say, you got to, you know, Social Security, and it was all downhill, you know, it was rocking chair time.
Right.
And now it's rock and roll time, you know, it's time to get out there and walk and run and do other, you know, bungee jumping and, you know, you name it, you know, seniors are out there doing it all.
Absolutely. You go to the gym nowadays and the seniors are practically rocking the place and the kiddies have to go do their thing elsewhere or just wait for a later time because we're doing it all.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we collaborate with the university, especially with the health department, health science department. We have the physical therapy department, the occupational therapies, anthropology, sociology, kinesiology, and all different departments that we want to connect with them because now the students come and participate on these games as volunteers to help on these events. Not only that, but also conduct some research on this. So the response is very positive for the air population, younger population, because they have parents, they have grandparents, and they would like to see them age health, you know, with more health.
Right.
And now we're seeing a lot of more impact in the young generation, and that's why we use the seniors as promoting the benefits of exercise and the benefits of eating well-balanced meals and all that. So,
yeah.
And now when they come and participate in this, they ask directly to them, what are you doing to be like that? You know, because you see all these participants. We have so many athletes that participate in different events, and one of them is like swimming. We have gentlemen on the 85, 90, excellent swimmers, you know, runners playing tennis, cyclists on the 80s, on the 90s, you know, on that. Track and field, we have retired athletes, you know, they're still doing some of these events. So, and we want to keep that alive, you know, for the generations coming. And that's why we we work very hard to keep this alive here in El Paso.
One of the events that you have is one that's it's a border thing called Huachas.
Oh, yes.
It's probably one of the most popular things. I remember when I was a kid growing up and I would watch Huachas tournament over in San Eli. And that was always good because, you know, my mom and my dad, we'd go and check it out to see what it is. So we would go to Licon Dairy and we'd pick up bags of asadero and tortilla, and we'd just sit there on the sidelines and watch the Huachas. Well, over the years, you know, I don't know if this generation remembers or even knows how to do Huachas, but I'll be damned if I'm going to be letting this thing die. That's a great tradition.
Well, they're still alive. There's a lot of participants. And you know what? Which one is the more participants? Females.
Wow, really?
Now you see more participation on the females. Very, very competitive. You know, it takes a lot of things involved on the Huachas because it's a coordination, agility, and all that. So you keep focus on how to throw and how to participate with other more competitives. It's life, you know. Mm-hmm. And back then, in every bar here in El Paso, they used to have a place to play the Huachas in.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to maintain that. You know, when we go to conference in another city, they ask us, what is Huachas? What is Huachas in? They don't know, and they'll like to implement that in their cities too. But it's very, very popular here.
It's very, and it's pretty nice. It's pretty cool because, you know, it's a kind of like a El Paso thing, you know?
Right.
You know, it's a thing that it's, you know, it's a kind of like a, we kind of own that sport, you know, the 915, you know, the Washers, you know, it's pretty
right.
cool, yeah.
You know, it is what we do. It's how we keep healthy. It's how we stay together as a community. Now, I know that a lot of our listeners who are clued into the senior games don't realize that this is just one level that they can attain once they leave here. If they place, they can go on to regionals and national, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, from here, they can go to state, the state games. And from there, they can go to the nationals, you know. So every year they have the state and national games. So, you know, if they qualify down to the state, then go to the national level and compete down there. And not only that, but not just in the state and national level, but there's various senior games throughout the country mm-hmm. that they can go, you know, participate in. Like we have one gentleman that just came back from Des Moines, Iowa, and he participated in the senior games there. So a lot of, you know, these individuals, they go out to other cities like New Arizona, New yeah. Mexico, and they do those the games as well. Like I just got a phone call from a gentleman from California. He's coming all the way out here to compete here in the El Paso Senior Games.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, and I also got a gentleman from Husbands County who called me yesterday. He's also going to come and do the swimming part. So, you
yeah,
know,
we have participants mm-hmm. all over because the last year we have some from Colorado, from Dallas, from mm-hmm. Arizona. So what we've been doing here, we've been doing something right because, yes,
yeah.
and they expressed that El Paso really held a very good events, you know, very quality events.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the events. And first off, let's list the events and tell people what's happening this year because this is really important. Once you get through the opening ceremony on February 20th over at Poly Harris, then you really just open it up, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. You know, we got a variety of games. You know, it's a lot like the regular Olympics, you know. Maybe not as many, but a lot of them are just like the regular Olympics that you see on, you know, on TV, you know. We have basketball, we have volleyball, we have table tennis, we have the swimming, and then we have, like we've just mentioned, the washers, which is a Huachas, and then we have the race walk, just like you do in the Olympics. You know, you got to walk fast, but you got to have one foot right. on the ground at all times. So that's a very cool sport. And then, of course, we also have the horseshoes. That's very popular here in El Paso as well. It's a big thing here in El Paso, the horseshoes. You know, I remember when, as a young kid, we used to play that all the time. And also we have the pickleball. That pickleball is a big-time growing sport in America among seniors. I mean, that sport is just growing.
Even the
like,
youngest one. Too.
Yeah, it's growing like you would not believe. Yeah. Like in Arizona, they have like 42,000 people playing pickleball at this time. So it's a growing sport. It's between tennis and table tennis. It's in between.
Okay.
So it's in between. You know, you don't have to go as far or not as short, you know, it's right in between, so you can, you know, it's real, like the reaction time is like real quick, but you don't have to run as far.
Okay.
So it's a really cool sport. And also we have golf, we have we have bowling, we have the road race, we, you know, and we have the 5K, 10K, and the 1500 meter runs there. And then we have cycling. There we have a 5 and 10 and a 20K a cycling race, three different categories. And then we have tennis. And then we also have track and field. Track and field is just like the regular Olympics. We have, you know, we have all the different, you know, distances. We have, you know, the javelin, the shot put, the discus, you know. So it's just like the Olympics, the track and field. So it's an all-day, you know, event that we hold there at Montwood High School. And then we also have the basketball skills, you know, that three-point, you know, competition, the free throws around the world. Yeah. So we have, you know, that's what we have. And then, like, in some categories, you know, of course, we have, like in tennis, we have, you know, the singles and doubles. So it's not just one single event. So that, you know, carries on to other events as well.
One of the things that really piques my interest about this is that in 34 years, the level of the competition has gone so high that this thing is almost as though everyone in the senior games wants to make sure that the young ones know, you're not going to run over me. They are tough. Everybody's tough, and it's a pretty cool little thing. The race walk really kind of piques my interest. What's the fastest time you've turned in so far, do you think?
Well, we have three different categories. You have the 1500, and then we have the 5K and the 10K. So each what happens in the senior games, we go by age categories. You know, we start at 50 to 54, 55 to 59. It's every 5 year categories. Uh-huh. So there's so many records. You know, it's tough to say because we have so many different age categories along with male and female. So, but they're pretty fast. Let me tell you, we have a gentleman that he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And this gentleman in the total race itself, like for the 1500,
mm-hmm.
he comes in first place, and he's in his 80s.
And also, we have a young one. Mr. Jackson, who also is an ex-minor, too. Mm-hmm. He's participating on the 55, 54 mm-hmm. category. And this was well-recognized athlete all over because he's one of the fastest one too. And he keep coming up on the senior games on the youngest category. So very, very, very competitive just to keep up with him, you know. So that's why we're trying to get more people to get more competition among the different categories. So... Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Jackson, he's I just want to mention real quick, this gentleman had cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he, you know, because of his physical fitness, you know, he came back pretty quick, you know. And not only that, but he competed in the World Games.
Wow.
Yeah, he does a steeplechase, and this gentleman is like in the top 20 in the whole world.
So basically, all of this information will be up on our website. All you have to do is go to ktep.org, look for El Paso Primetime, and then scroll down until you find El Paso Senior Games 2016. Eliseo Duran and David Lopez have been our guests on El Paso Primetime. We'll be back in just a bit. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Mikasa Sukasa, you got to come back.
Well, thank you.